I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut shaming podcast.
Yo, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutchins.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm your boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes. Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Greetings, fuckers. Where you been? How you doing? Did you drink enough water today? Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show. If you are in New York City on Thursday, March 7th, we are doing our last for a while, Guys We Fucked Live at the MasterCard Midnight Theater. You're going to want to get a ticket to that. And if you're not in New York City, if you can't afford the live ticket, if you just don't feel like fucking putting pants on, we also live stream these shows. The video quality is great. I always watch the video version after. It's thumbs up. You can't participate, but other than that, you can see all the fun stuff that goes on. These are shows that you definitely don't want to miss. So if you can't be there in person, definitely pick up one of the live stream tickets available.
Yeah, these shows go off the rails, and it's our first live event with our new third mic, Eric Freddy. So I have a surprise. We'll see if he's going to do it, but either way, it's going to be fun and wild.
And also for you Luminary subscribers, if you are in Washington, D.C., I'm also in Washington, D.C. right now. You missed the show yesterday, maybe, or maybe you were there because you're amazing. But if not, tonight I'm at the DC Comedy Loft for two shows with Chloe LaBranch, and also tomorrow, Saturday night, I'm there for two shows with Chloe LaBranch. Make sure to get a ticket. DC, you always come out in droves. It's going to be a really fun show with new material.
If you want to email us, sorry about last night's show at gmail.com. Today's subject line, my boyfriend's neighbor keeps trying to fuck him.
Oh, boy.
Hey, ladies, I wrote in over the summer for the first time after listening for 6 years about how to get the guy I was fucking to stop squatting in my house.
Oh, I remember this.
I remember that email, too. I followed the advice, of course, and told him he needed to get his shit together and get out. He did, and immediately found an apartment, a job, and went back to college.
But now there's a new problem.
Yeah, well, there always is. It's like he was capable of it the entire time.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, sometimes if you don't set the boundary of making the person leave, if he's getting a free place to stay, why would he go unless you tell him?
Yeah, who in their right mind would just be like, I guess I'm going to get rid of this easy situation.
I mean, someone with dignity, but other than that, not a lot.
Sure.
But short supply
who has dignity? Let's spread it. On to the new issue. I started seeing my now boyfriend in August, shortly after I kicked squatter out. This is the first relationship. Oh, that's great. You kick the squatter out, you make room for another guy.
Yeah.
And then everybody wants to fuck him. So that's why you're writing this again. Shortly after I kicked squatter out. This is the first relationship I've been in 4.5 years. We took things slow and dated for 3 months, then called it official in October. Everything has been amazing. He's sweet, kind, and funny, and loves me so loudly in ways that I've never experienced. Oh, it's beautiful. He's always cooking me incredible meals and offering to take care of me. My dog, he's a lot of work. He plans us cute dates and is the most caring, thoughtful man I've ever met. Not to mention, he's got a job. Yay! Owns a house. Woohoo! Has two dogs and takes care of himself. He's an independent person, but also has a solid group of friends for a 28-year-old man. He's taken me to events with his friends a few times, and they've all been welcoming. He has quite a few girlfriends, which I wasn't worried about. I have some close guy friends, and he doesn't mind. But his neighbor has become a big problem. He's lived next to, I'm going to say her real name just in case she's listening and can get the message loud and clear. I'm not. He's lived next to Lisa.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not doing your dirty business for you, girl.
Oh,
he's lived
baby.
Next to Lisa for about 3 years now. I think she's between 28 and 32. I asked my boyfriend and he said he didn't actually know and didn't know what she does for work. Okay. They've been friends since he bought this house. They'll go see movies occasionally or grab lunch, maybe smoke weed on their patios. Overall, casual. We were eating dinner a couple months in, and he was telling me something about her. And I said, I'd love to meet her. She sounds cool. And his response was, I'm not sure she's ready to meet you. Mm. He then told me how when she met the girl he was dating over a year ago. He then told me about how when she met the girl he was dating over a year ago. Met her and
this person shouldn't be here.
Okay. Lisa got incredibly jealous and stopped talking to him because she needed to reevaluate their relationship.
Yeah, she's playing Lisa's playing the man in this situation.
Mm-hmm. I asked him if they had previously hooked up or if he had liked her. He insisted they hadn't, and honestly, I believe him. He's given me no reason to not trust his word. I explained that if she's still uncomfortable meeting his new girlfriend after the first jealousy issue, then she still really likes him, and that's not a very good friend if her intentions of their friendship are different than his. He said he was very clear with her in previous jealousy situations that he was not into her like that, and he only wanted to be friends. Why need a new friend, though? I said it was fine that they stay friends. I mean, yeah, he could do whatever he wants. He's his own person. And hang out, but he needed to be explicitly clear again with her about only being friends. I mean, I think that is explicitly clear. He was explicitly clear. He was super receptive and agreed he'd clarify with her. He hasn't mentioned hanging out with her since that conversation. About 3 weeks ago, I was watching his dogs for the weekend at his house.
Yes.
And when I was walking out, she was walking up to her house. She made eye contact and immediately looked down. I introduced myself because it felt weirder to not say anything. And she said, okay. Then walked inside.
Oh, it's a little weird that
she's immature as hell.
Yeah, but it's also weird that like that made it so obvious that like you were talking about her, Lisa, that you just like know what she looks like and went up to her.
Yeah. I told my boyfriend this and he said she was just shy. Okay, maybe she is shy. Then last week I was waiting outside for him and she walked out of her house. I waved at her. Nah, you don't got wave. And she looked up and she looked me up and down.
And also, you don't put this in, but based on the letter, you waved cuntily and you know you did.
Yeah, you did.
You waved like a cunt.
Yeah.
Come on, I know. Stop playing. Like, you're only giving us the one side of the story. You waved like a cunt.
You didn't go.
Yeah.
You went.
You're pretending you're extending an olive branch
and, your titties are probably
and you're actually pissing on your boyfriend. And that's fine, but please tell me what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Then when he walked out, he also waved at her and she completely ignored him. He just shrugged it off. Last night he left his phone. Oh, no, girl. Last night he left his phone open on the counter and I saw that he was texting with her and she had sent him a really long message. I didn't read any of it, but the length of the message threw me off. It would throw me off too. I don't know if I should bring the topic back up or not. But this girl clearly has shown some weird obsession with him. She invited him to her family Christmas party, which he declined going.
It's not a weird obsession. She has a crush on him. That's not an obsession. We've all had a crush on someone. And
we've all ignored that person's girlfriend for a second to continue the crush that we have.
There you go.
So that happens. She brings him baked goods pretty consistently. They aren't good.
You're being such a bitch.
Yeah, I know. She even made him a little basket of stuff for Christmas. God, who's she, me? I trust my boyfriend and that he's not doing anything he shouldn't. But I feel so uncomfortable with this girl and I don't know what to do. Look, every woman knows, like every woman walking in the world, boyfriend, husband or single, has had guys act like this to them. And it's innocent. It's just a crush. And she's not giving it up because she just wants to entertain it. And he's not doing anything about it. Like, This is, he's acting like the woman in this. Yeah. Like, I feel like.
Also, part of this tactic is like, she's seeing if she can break you and she's, it's working.
Yeah. She's showing
because
how she can.
What's going to happen is you're going to start annoying your boyfriend with your insecurity.
She's creating a rift
between you guys. And then she's there to catch him when he falls.
Ooh, with those baskets.
It's actually
of
a genius plan.
Maybe she'll start making her baked goods taste delicious once that you're out
you're
of the
taking
picture.
The bait. Yeah.
Yeah. We communicate very well in our relationship, but I feel like she continues to overstep. Any advice would be appreciated, so I don't seem like a crazy girlfriend if I bring it up again. Don't bring it up again. Here's some quick pictures of him and me and of our dogs, of course. Quick follow-up because I finally found her on Instagram and wanted to send pictures of her,
too. You want to talk about an obsession? You're obsessed with
her. Yeah, you are. Okay, I guess that's you. That's you. Oh, my God. Your boyfriend looks like the lead singer of Incubus. I mean, it's like, I can't really tell. He's super cute. Those dogs are great. And then this is Lisa. Oh, Lisa, I think Lisa just has resting bitch face. You can't fault her for that. It does seem like, it seems like that on her Instagram. So like,
I think Lisa's
also,
just
maybe
an awkward gal. Yeah.
She's awkward. She could be awkward. She could be shy. She has a crush on your boyfriend. Girl, you got good taste. Okay. But you know, like you don't have to be, the territorial aspect that you're demonstrating here. Yeah. When you said that you saw a very long text message from her to him, that would have piqued my curiosity. I wouldn't have read it either, but I would have been like, what's up? But that's about it. Like, that's the only thing in here that I would, like, hook onto. I don't know. I don't know what other advice.
If you trust your boyfriend, you have to trust your boyfriend and just move on. Like, yes, this girl obviously has a crush on him. And the thing is, it's like, I kind of feel bad for this girl
because
there's something about your boyfriend that, like, I do trust that he's not cheating on you and is not thinking of it. But
he might like
when
that
you,
she has a crush.
Exactly. When you
but
know someone has
too.
A crush on them, like, to keep hanging out with the person is a little cruel when you have zero intention of dating them. Like, it is nice. It just almost seems like your boyfriend needs, like, a little bit extra of a confidence boost, and he's using this girl for that. There's absolutely no reason, knowing someone has a big crush on you, to go out to brunch with them one-on-one, to go to movies one-on-one, to go on these faux dates. Like, honestly, as is every fucking situation that gets written into this show, it's women are fighting women when really the onus should be on the man. That's the template for, I don't know, 85% of the emails that we get on this show heterosexually.
Especially if the neighbor was like weird to his previous girlfriends. That's where you go, okay, you like this, sir. And look, what no one hates when somebody has a crush on them. We all love it. It's great. But like, there's morals that have to be put into play.
He needs to set the boundary. He needs to say, it's obvious that I've said that I don't want to be more than friends. It's obvious that you still feel this way about me.
And that's cruel.
And I feel like I'm just leading you on with our one-on-one friendship. It's like, I'm happy to hang out with you in a group setting, but like the one-on-one is inappropriate on his end.
Yeah.
As always, he's on a relationship.
She's not doing anything wrong.
Is it tacky that she's going for your boyfriend? Yes, it's tacky. 100% it's tacky, but it's fair
she
game.
She definitely has.
She can play the game if she wants.
She absolutely can. And I'm sure she definitely has this I was here first mentality about it.
Yeah.
Because she knew him before the first girlfriend, before you, writer. And then she, you know, so maybe there's some territories. But it's all ego. It's all ego, guys. Check your ego at the door. But yeah, he should stop fucking hanging out with her. This show is sponsored by Better Help. Getting stuff off your chest is incredible. It's so therapeutic. We all carry around different stressors. Some of them are big, some of them are small, a lot of them are very big. But we keep them bottled up and it could start affecting us negatively. And then we act like a jerk to the people we love. And we're like, this is not how I want to be. Therapy has saved my life personally. There are so many benefits of it. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. And it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Although if you have experienced major trauma, highly recommend. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist, and you could switch at any time. Finding a therapist is like dating. They're not all going to work out in the first try. BetterHelp understands that. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/guys to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/guys. Guys, the weather's getting warmer. It's time to say goodbye to your jackets and all your sweaters, and you got to refresh your wardrobe. Well, luckily, I found Quince, and now you have too, because you're listening to this. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And if you go to their website, the amount of categories, they have travel, lookbooks, men, women, home, babies, and kids. Their stuff is so cute. So I own a couple items from Quince, and one of them is the Italian leather hand-woven crossbody purse in green, emerald, and I get compliments on it all the time. It's a small purse, which I really love because then I don't put as many things in it. Guys, Quince is amazing. They have very luxury items for very cheap prices. Get warm weather ready, baby, with Quince. Go to quince.com/GWF for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/GWF to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/GWF.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
After you come see us at the MasterCard Midnight Theater, Thursday, March 7th in New York City, go listen to my stand-up comedy album, Good Girl Barbara, available on Spotify and Apple Music. And I have a Patreon where once a week I do a group Zoom therapy for an hour, and we talk about whatever is on our minds, and their conversations get very deep very quickly, and I really enjoy them. So you could sign up for that at patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. I'm also implementing a $5 a month level. You could just listen in on the Zooms and listen in to me doing bonus content for the voices in our heads for this new book by RJ Spina called Supercharged Self-Healing. And if you're in Springfield, Missouri, come see me headlining the Blue Room at March 22nd and 23rd. I'm going to be in you. Springfield, let's go.
Someone who is a member of your group, Sherpy, came into Perfectly Centered this weekend, and he said he really enjoys it.
Oh, that's so nice.
And then he brought...
Wait, was it Seamus?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, and I love him.
And then he bought the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
That's great.
So anyway... final month at Perfectly Centered store. So many wackos and buckers came in this weekend.
Yay.
Because I'm going to be in the store a lot. But always just if you're interested in basically coming in and buying stuff, some stuff, and then buying yourself a private meet and greet with me, which is what it is. And I know that you're using it as that, and I don't care. Just buy shit from the store. And I was signing baseballs this weekend. I'm signing receipts. I'll
Corinne
do whatever.
Fisher signed baseball.
Dude, that's cool.
Do whatever the
that's
fuck.
That's really cool. Also, I got to stop by, actually. Are you there this week?
That's awesome.
No, because I'm in D.C. The store's closed.
It's
this
closed.
Weekend. Okay. But other than that, yeah, come in and buy some stuff, and I will sign whatever you want for you. But you got to buy some stuff. Don't come in disrespect. Back me like that husband from a couple of months before. You have to buy stuff.
So funny.
Because literally, like, this is like a different business, and like I can't move all the stuff into a storage unit. I need to physically get rid of some of this stuff. So Perfectly Centered store, we're gonna be closed this weekend because me and John are both on the road. But after that, we're open Wednesdays through Saturdays, 12 noon to 5 p.m. And you'll have, you know, the March 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, March 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 16th. I'm not there every day, but I always post on Instagram when I am there. So just check. And if you see my video and you live close enough to Westchester, take a ride there.
I'll buy you out of your Pokemon cards.
1989 Palmer Avenue, Larchmont, New York. And of course, listen to Without a Country podcast. Some really interesting. I mean, Donald Trump's making sneakers now.
He's going nuts.
He's also killing in the primaries. He's killing Nikki Haley. I mean, like, I really feel like he's going to be president.
Yeah,
again.
No, it does seem like it.
To me, there's almost
so
no
dumb.
Doubt.
Yeah.
I got to be
so
honest.
He's so dumb, but his dumbness, like, he says things and all those shows play clips of him. Like, he's kind of funny.
Oh, no, he is funny.
I've been beaten down enough to go, yeah, the guy's funny.
Well, because when everything in the world is in such shambles, you're like, it's kind of hilarious that this guy has such a good chance of being president again.
Yes, yeah. And is in just in court cases for him. I'm just like,
91.
This is the movie that like fucking Greta Gerwig or Judd Apatow, like a Christopher Guest movie.
Yeah.
Like, the world feels like a Christopher Guest movie.
World's most unlikely president.
Oh my God.
Let's write in a dog. Ugh. Like the corgi
Bart
that
Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. That in a backpack.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love corgis. They're very royal and regal.
Oh no, if you have something to say, go ahead.
I learned this recently. 50 years ago, women weren't allowed to legally sign their own mortgages.
Oh yeah, I knew
this. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that is mad. Not that long ago.
Yeah,
that's I'm surprised wild. It's 50. I thought that it would have been.
It was in the 70s. Like, yeah,
74.
Right,
1974.
Okay. Yeah, so we're just getting old.
And then and now because I was reading this article about
yeah, your dad
women.
Or your husband had to sign off on it, right?
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, even like when I was buying my property, I remember I think I talked about on this show, like you have to like check off that you're single, which really should have no relationship to you buying
mortgage.
A property.
Yeah.
But yeah, and me and the female lawyer, we had a little chuckle over it together.
Yeah. I didn't know it was like that. That's crazy. And then today I was reading an article about how 11 million women, single women, own homes nationwide. And home ownership with single women versus single men in the United States is way higher with women.
Yeah. Historically, as soon as women get rights, we absolutely fucking annihilate them in the most positive ways. We just like, we have so much political power as soon as we were given it. Like, I mean, just across the board, when we get an opportunity, we really
seize it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We seize the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I also wanted to share a website called letstalkaboutit.com. Letstalkaboutit.com. That website has a lot of resources for domestic abuse. So we get a lot of questions about domestic abuse, safety plans, all these things. These things need to be done very delicately.
Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, if you're with somebody and their partner who you're pretty sure hits the woman and they're like, does he hit you? And she says no. That's because if she said yes, she would get the shit kicked out of her later
Correct.
That night. So it's like there's certain facets of a domestic physically abusive relationship and emotionally abusive relationship that you have to kind of handle very carefully. And I just wanted to give this website out again. It's letstalkaboutit.com.
Yeah, because a lot of you guys write in and as the best friend and you're like, I gave him a piece of my mind. And it's like, that's not
this bad.
You're going to get
He's
killed.
He's going to give your friend a piece of his fist.
And then your friend's also going to get killed.
Yeah.
So I love the boss bitch attitude, but in domestic
it's
violence,
silly.
It's not the correct approach unless you are like a professional shot putter or something.
Ugh,
okay.
I wish, like the trunch bowl.
Unless, yeah, exactly. Like, yes, exactly.
Put
like
him
you
in the
look
chokey.
Like trunch bowl. That's not
imagine.
A good approach.
Yeah.
So stop doing that.
Yeah.
On a more positive note, for my little anecdote for the week is this has been happening a lot with my straight male friends, the platonic friends. I know we say that they can't be, but I do have a good deal of platonic male friends. And there's been this theme lately of at the end of the night, them hugging me and telling me that they love me.
Oh, that's nice.
This has been a new theme from people that I would not expect it from.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even going to name names because I feel like I'm going to out their vulnerability and they're going to get
That's
weird about
beautiful.
It. But like, it happened with two people that I was really, really, really astounded that they said that to me, that they initiated that I love you. And I felt like they really meant it.
Aww.
And I was, and they weren't even that drunk. And, I mean, I was just so proud of these young men growing up. They're Yay. Older than me, but all of them. But yeah, I was like, wow, look at this.
You're vulnerable gents.
They are, change. Things are really happening.
Yeah.
Never even kissed either of them.
Wow.
Nothing mildly inappropriate ever happened between either of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
I was
beautiful.
Just really so, so proud of them. Guys,
it
is possible.
It can happen.
It is possible.
So, Michael.
Yeah.
This is your last episode.
Officially.
We've
finally.
Said that like 10,000 times.
It actually
no,
is,
this,
though.
Yeah, this is the
for
actual
real,
one.
It is. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Michael.
I wanted to give you the floor in case there's anything you want to promote one last time. Say
any last petty
out.
Remarks you needed to get
petty
on.
Petty?
Shit.
Do you
petty
need
petty
advice?
Remarks.
Do you need? I don't know. Well, whatever you feel.
We just wanted to open the floor to anything
petty.
Available.
Yeah, you need advice on something, or you want to throw something out there. You want to promote Slickback Studio, whatever.
I would like to promote Slickback Studios. So thank you very much, Christina. Your show is obviously on the network. The
voice
is in our heads. We've been cutting up clips.
We discovered a ghost the last time.
Yeah, we did. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
And now the crazy thing about now that we're collaborating on these clips through like Slickback Studios and you, I get to see the people that are leaving comments on your videos.
They're
some
so
of them
kind.
Are quite strange.
I don't know what it is. All of a sudden, the bullying on Instagram is getting ramped up.
Well,
and
I'm also,
like, it's called You're Aging.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, welcome to my world. Welcome to the other side of 35, Hutch.
I mean, it's been going on for the past like couple like year or so, I would say, but I'm
yeah,
like,
this that's
so
what it
weird.
Is.
But it's so like childish. And it's like, yes, I have a temper and it's easy to get like get me hooked and be like, fuck you. But like they're not even like interesting comments. They're just so dumb that I'm like, are you okay?
Well, then you
they're not okay.
Right.
It makes me laugh.
They're very not okay.
You also have the comments that come in from guys with like Mickey Mouse as their icon on Instagram that are like great feet or like, you know, sexy, great,
cool.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been fun. But yeah, Slickback Studios, we have a lot of great shows, including my personal podcast that a couple of listeners had reached out about, kind of keeping up with me. Mike Coscarelli Rules is my show.
Like how he had to get that in here.
But you guys gave me the floor to promote.
Yeah.
Please subscribe and rate and review and everything. That's where you can keep up with me. We'll be doing weekly shows there. But my parting thoughts, I did actually have some thoughts that came to mind knowing that this would be the last time I recorded. I obviously... we've kind of done this before, but officially, I want to thank you guys for bringing me along for this ride. It's really been awesome.
Forward any of the BetterHelp invoices to us. I feel like we've helped, but also hurt your relationships.
I think that it's helped more than it's hurt, because I think
that's good,
and that's a BetterHelp.
Yeah.
I like to think that when I have personal interactions with women and everything, I have the two of you guys kind of on my shoulders and in my head.
Mm.
And it helps me to make what I think is usually the unless it's a fivesome.
Oh!
But I appreciate that you guys have put me in a position, I think, to live a better life as a man, because I can go through life
that's very nice.
Okay,
listening to women the way that I think that they want to be listened to. And I hope that I am actually practicing what I preach there. But so beyond the professional podcasting like experience that I've gotten to have with you guys, I
We've
think
changed
it's
changed your life.
Yeah, you really have.
That was very
Good
sweet, Michael.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
And
Thank
to
you.
The listeners, I just appreciate you guys accepting me and seriously, for 2 years.
More than us. You did. You accepted more than us.
You know,
you don't have many critiques on Mikey, but you had a lot of stuff to say about me. But yes,
I had a conversation with an ex over the summer. I found out that listeners were like, though I don't condone this, because I think it's kind of like bad, I appreciate it. Listeners were like getting in her DMs and being like, oh my God, like, I can't believe you would break somebody as nice as Mike's heart. And
whoa,
like all this stuff.
It kind of feels good when it happens.
It kind of feels good. So
better than trying to fuck her, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Certainly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, you've gotten a much better experience from our show than we have.
Yeah. I just feel like the
man.
Listeners really embraced me and that
did.
Meant a lot, has meant a lot the entire time. And you know, to come into a show that's been going on for so long with two people that are so beloved, to feel that warmth from the fans is awesome. And
they're pretty great.
Yeah, I've appreciated every single one of you guys, that anybody that's reached out and said a nice thing and about me moving on, or even when I was on the show. It means a lot. And it's going to be weird. It's a big change to not be with you guys in this capacity anymore. But, you know, I appreciate the
Thank
two
God
of
you're
you.
A second mic on my podcast, because I'm like, this would be, it's very sad.
It would be sad to walk away from completely. But
that's
what it is. This is all like a big satellite. Like I'm in the guys we fucked world, the ethos forever. And you know, I'm happy about that. That means a lot to me. And you know, I'm moving on with such a good feeling and I'm glad for I'm happy for the next stage of our relationships too. And I just, you know,
texting.
It's
me just, too, Mike.
You know, like I feel like now
I'll send
there's
you a meme every now and again
on Instagram though, not on text.
But now I just feel like there's a different level, because it's, you know, when you're in a job for so long, I've always said this about to other people in media and stuff. When I was in radio, I think I picked this up. I started at the radio station as an intern. And I knew at some point that I was going to have to move on to do something else, because the people that had been in that building for so long and knew me when I came in as an intern were kind of always going to see me in some way as that kid.
Yeah,
as like a 20-year-old, until you move on and you go away and then you come back.
Yep.
And then you're a little more on the you're viewed a little more as a peer.
Mm-hmm.
And not that I've never felt that you guys don't treat me that way, but I think moving into a different part of my career, it changes the relationship in a way that I feel like it's like the advice that I feel like I can get from you guys comes from a bit of a different place, because now we're on paths that are a little more parallel.
Yeah,
as
we're both like entrepreneurs.
So obviously I'm following in your footsteps in a lot of ways. And obviously, like, I've already come to you guys on it for advice on some things, but
yeah.
I'm sure the next couple of years will absolutely.
Yeah, man.
I'm sure it'll come normal again sometime.
Yeah, you will.
We'll see about that.
One day.
But that's it. That's my parting notes. It's all warmth on my end, and I'm just
And you have a great roster, by the way. Hats off to you for
very good roster.
For earning that roster, because the comics that have podcasts on your network are heavy hitting killers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, truly.
We have Anna Roisman, who's been on this show.
Oh my God.
Chris Burns.
Anna and Andrea.
Andrea Lopez, Andrea Allen.
So funny.
It's a lot of really good talent, and hopefully that, you know, we continue to do more stuff and
female heavy, because Mike creates a safe space in his slick back studio.
Honestly,
it is haunted.
I was talking to Frex, who has also been on the show, and was like, we were talking last week, and she was like, she was like ribbing me about the diversity. And then like thought about it for a second. She's like, actually, it's all women.
Yeah.
I was like, it is. Yeah. Cause I don't really know, like, you know, no shade at something like a Gas Digital or whatever, but it's just not an environment that I feel like I feel super comfortable in.
No one feels comfortable. That's the environment that they've created.
Especially women.
Right.
Yeah,
I lock the door actually when I'm recording.
Yeah,
so no one can get in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But
they can see through the glass, but they can't get in through the door.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much, Michael. We're so excited to see where Slickback Studios goes.
Thank you, guys.
And follow it on Instagram, right? It's Slickback Studios.
It's
just all one word.
It's Slickback _ Studios.
That's hilarious. I looked down and there's a fucking ghost meter next to me.
It's the EMF redirection.
Oh, we had some wild ghost activity.
Dude,
I
brought it to Mike's studio. There's a ghost in the table, in a cement table, and the Princess Diana
potentially,
plate.
Yeah, the Princess Diana
went
plate.
Nuts.
Wow.
And I was like, what the fuck is that?
There we go.
What is that?
There
we love you, Michael. Thank you for
we
all
love you.
Love you guys too.
You know who else we love?
Today's guest.
Yes. He's a stand-up comedian. You've seen him as a talking head on so many hit television shows. He's the co-host of I Never Liked You podcast. And the Advice Special Part 2 is now available on his YouTube channel. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Matteo Lane.
Thank you. From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
We are here with stand-up comedian Mateo Lane. So happy to have you back.
I have Botox.
Ew, what? How could you admit that out loud in front of everyone?
I want to start off and get it off my chest. I've been holding this in. It was not discussed beforehand. Botox.
Well, I like because you mentioned it casually, and I feel like what people are so weird about talking about enhancements, and especially men, we do see it. It's the one medical procedure that we see going wrong more often in men than women.
How does it go wrong?
Well, because there's just less research. It's the only form. Yeah.
But also, you get a lot of Corella DeVille.
Well, is that how you get that? I thought the Botox relaxed the.
No, you could put it up here and then your eyebrows raise up, or you could put it down. It's like,
Johnny Resnick from Goo Goo Dolls. I actually cry about that.
Famously on
the show. Oh, he used to be so hot.
Oh, I remember. Oh, yes.
He was so hot. I mean, young Johnny Resnick looks like Matt Rife. And now he does. He looks like.
But isn't that just it? Like people. I almost wonder if like enhancements are. I've never used that word, but you said it. So now I'm saying it because I don't know if that's the way we're supposed to say it.
No.
But just plastic surgery. I feel like if you go too long without. Like, look, some people don't get it and some people do.
Sure.
But if you go too long without having anything done and then one day you're like,
you're
give it to me, y'all, then it's like,
then
no!
Madonna. You got to get a forehead implant.
Yeah.
Although Madonna, something happened and she looks very good as of late.
You can undo it because like Demi Moore, we saw she went really.
She was unbelievable.
Yeah.
She undid the stuff?
She made one appearance when she got the buccal fat kind of removed too intensely. And then she went back to something else and now it looks great.
Yeah.
I love the buccal. I never heard of that until.
Because a lot of this stuff dissolves within your face. So, you can look like trash for 3 months, but then you can fix it.
But I do. And I saw something online. I followed this like plastic surgeon online. He has no hair. I forget his name, but he's great. He has alopecia. So like, I should really be more specific.
Bald.
I thought it was his stance against the things that he's doing. Right. He's like, you don't need to.
Right.
But he has alopecia.
Okay. Hypocrite. But he'll look at like other people's YouTubes and this one girl. A lot of women are talking about like, it's always the most gorgeous woman, size zero, perfect skin, who's like, we have to stop doing this to ourselves. I was like, you're 21.
In their 20s, they're saying, like, shut the fuck up.
I think people get plastic surgery and Botox. I think it's just like, whatever makes you comfortable.
Exactly.
We have one fucking life. It is some YouTube girl who's gorgeous going to tell you not to make your... Now, there are people who get their like way too big of cheeks or jaws and stuff, and that's always fun for the rest of us.
Yes, it is very fun for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Also, too, it's strategic, especially if you're the entertainment industry. You want a leg up, get it. If you can afford it, get it.
Yeah, also,
it makes me feel good.
I just want a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I want to do lips. I've never done that.
Lips are tricky. They do a thing where they can cut the skin here and just actually physically lift the skin up so it doesn't protrude like
yeah, because I don't like the protruding because that distracts me. If I'm talking to you and I'm like, ah, no, I know.
The trout lip.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks good in photos and videos, but in person, no dice. So I don't want to get that.
There's a lot of plastic surgery that looks good in photos and videos, and then in real person, you're like, what's happening?
Yeah, and I don't want that. I don't want that kind.
Have you ever gotten anything where they actually had to cut your face, Bo?
My hair surgery.
Oh, well, that, yes.
That was intense. I mean, that's a 10-hour surgery.
I heard it's really painful. Well, they numb you, right?
Well, okay, so I think some people have...
Set the record straight, my guy.
I get Botox. No, I got my hair transplants here in New York. And I think depending on what clinic you go to, they all do it a little differently. But mine, right. I don't remember any of the surgery. I've gotten it done twice now, and I don't remember either surgery.
Oh, they knocked you out?
No, you get Ambien and Valium.
Oh, wow.
So I don't remember them numbing me. I don't remember being flipped over. I don't remember a thing.
Did they give you an Ambien?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what? Doesn't that make you sleep for like 8 hours? Oh, yeah.
That's a 10-hour surgery. Oh. I wake up and I'm like, good morning.
And you have hair.
You have a new hairline.
Almost.
Yeah. Well, I got my first hair surgery because I was really balding. I can send you the pictures if you want to post it. And
This is going to be just a before and
after.
Yeah,
because I never knew you to have thinning hair.
I was doing a comb here. I'll show you.
You might hit the gap, Mateo.
Yes, yeah.
There are ways. I was basically doing a comb.
Just don't lay on somebody's pillow after you put the powder on because then you're going to get all over their pillow.
Don't even get me started. The amount of pillows I've had to wash for myself.
Yeah.
But yes, I do. Okay, so this is where my hairline was before any surgery at all.
Oh, okay.
It went all the way back up to here.
So it was like it was like a horseshoe.
It was kind of rough.
Yeah.
And really? I just was insecure and I was always like, I had the hair here was longer and I pull it forward and topic spray and hairspray.
It's so much work.
Shellac it. Yeah, so I just wanted to be done with it. So the first surgery, they just kind of fixed that. Then you have a post-op a year later. And I go, I know you're going to say no, but I said, I just want a lower hairline and more hair here. And he goes, we'll do it. I said, oh, great. I said, and also give me a beard. He goes, okay.
Oh, so a beard?
They added all this. I never had any of this. And this takes 4 days to recover. Done.
How do they add the beard?
They take hair in a lab. Okay. And then they use little gnomes. No, I'm joking. They pull. I love the man with the fullest beard trying to inquire what else you have to do with a beard.
No, I'm just asking because
they take it from here. They take it from under here and then they put it here. But this hair falls out. Like right now, my hairline that they put in, which basically they gave me the Dominican.
Yeah.
All that hair falls out in like a month.
And then it grows back and forth.
You know exactly what all this is.
I've seen
and
the
then
video.
4 months it comes back.
So it's growing back naturally.
Yeah, yeah, like hair.
This is... Okay,
so they
replace right now, the scientific... okay.
They take the follicle out. So when they take the hair out, the follicle comes with it and they implant the follicle. They have like a sewing machine device.
It's like a seed.
Yeah, they're replanting the seed. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So right now I'm spraying with topic spray what my hairline will be. So if you get real close, it's very drag queen-esque happening right now.
This is great. It looks phenomenal.
And the hair that gets transplanted will never fall out. Mm-hmm. That is also something I was told.
So you're just going to just start aging, but then the hair will just be sharp.
The forehead will be sharp.
Sharp.
I said, and this is one of my jokes, but it is a true story. My doctor asked me, he's like, do you have any balding in your family? I said, no. He goes, no one. I said, no. What about your mom's dad? And I said, my mom's dad is a Mexican with a 1-inch forehead.
Oh, wow. So much hair.
His hairline starts here. So
mustache.
I don't know why no one else in my family is bald, but I was losing my hair rapidly. Maybe it's stress related.
Yeah, I was gonna say
I don't
stress.
Know.
Yeah,
living in the city, just all of it.
All of it. But I've never had a great hairline. My brother has the Mexican hair, like the thick black straight Mexican hair.
Right.
I just don't have it. So, anyways, now in April you'll see. But I get Botox.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Do we know the Botox? Like, there's negative side effects that we know of yet?
No, but I think it's been around for long enough now that we would know.
Right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I feel like it's been around.
My mom's been getting it for a while. She used to get it in her neck for medical reasons.
I've had it in my traps because they're so tight.
Yeah, her neck muscles.
If you put too much, your head will like...
Fall over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I love it. You look great.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you do. You're very handsome. You're very multi-talented.
Oh, thank you. Wow. I should come back here more often.
Do you feel like there's a stigma for men or in the gay community that exists with plastic surgery? Because there definitely is for women.
I honestly think it's any community. I mean, I also think that we're not realizing, but straight men are doing a lot. they may not call it the same thing, but they're doing a lot also.
They get calf implants. Yeah.
That episode of True Life on MTV will live with me forever.
Right?
I'll never forget him.
The calves weren't even that much better afterwards.
It feels like a gnarly surgery for not for something that we're not looking at.
And also, yeah, too, like, the end, I remember even being, like, 13 and gay watching. He was, like, dancing in a club with glitter on his body. I was like, this is what you were looking forward to? Like, you needed the calves for this?
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't.
He was like, my life is complete. I'm like, I think you got to get a, we got to
go to
circle back.
Yeah. Get some friendships under your belt and then tell me how you feel. You know what I mean?
But I do think, like, all the men in Hollywood get plastic surgery. They're on some kind of peptide, or they're doing steroids,
sure,
or they're testosterone, or they're getting, yeah, hair transplant. I bet you 90% of the men we see in Hollywood have hair transplants. So I don't think it's just a woman's game. I think that, like, everyone wants to look better in every,
yeah,
community.
It feels so good.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, yeah, gays are probably a little more open about it.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. I don't know why women hide it.
Well, there's something that feels like, and also with male, it feels like inherently, like, feminine to care about your looks. But one of my favorite Instagram accounts that I just started following is a woman who applies toupees to men.
Oh, she's
and
so
they look
good.
So good.
What's toupees to men?
Toupees.
Oh, toupees.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't pick
like,
that up.
What
either.
Is? Can no, I have someone pay me?
Yeah. No. And so she's
haven't heard the word toupee since the 90s.
Yeah, it's for people who, yeah, can't, you know, I guess, afford the actual hair
it
transplant.
It looks so good.
It looks so good.
It's so relaxing to
these
watch
these guys
the videos.
Go from like fours to nines.
To nines.
They're but hot.
That's what I'm saying. A good hairline is enough to like cure what ails
you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. My boyfriend's hairline after he got back from Turkey, I was like, God damn. Your face was hot before, but now it's hotter.
Right.
Yeah, and the thing with the toupees account is, like, it's all women watching the content and be like celebrating these guys for taking, you know,
yeah,
for caring about their appearance. But when you see the women getting enhancements, it's just guys going like, they didn't need to change that. This looks like shit. Or women being like, why are they doing that? It's,
yeah,
it's so negative.
Well, I will say, like, when because my special Hair Plugs and Heartache, available on YouTube, but I do 15 minutes on my hair transplant. Open the show by saying I got hair transplants.
Right.
And so many men have reached out to me, not only inquiring about hair transplants, but like thanking me.
Yes.
like I'm Mother Teresa.
No, but an insecurity like that, it takes hearing somebody talk about it, yeah, and not giving a shit.
And I, yeah, also think you said before when we talked about it, I was like, oh, you got plugs. You're like, it's not the 80s. When I was a kid, hair plant, like, plugs,
yeah, they look
were,
like ant legs sticking
awful
out of your
head. Dude, they look bad. So I don't know if
really?
A lot of straight men know that it can look like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, when I got my hair done the second time, I'd go, but you can option out to like wash your hair at home, or you can go there every day and they wash your hair for you for an extra charge. So I was like, I'll just have them do it for me because they apply all this stuff. So I'm like waiting for the woman, Mona, to wash my hair. And there was a wife sitting there and she was like, her husband was coming out of surgery. When he came out, like, I was telling him, like, you got to have him sleep up. You got to have him do this. You got to do that. Da, 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 da. And he came out and he was just so straight about it. He's like, I have fucking hair now. I was like, damn.
No, dude.
So straight men are proud of it. I do think, like, with social media and, like, kind of, like, everyone becoming a little more open, like, I think that we'd be more shocked at how little shame there is talking about getting work done. People kind of use it as like a point of pride.
That's good. I've always felt for a long time, like, with, I guess mainly with straight men, like, I've always wondered, like, do straight men feel sexy? Like, when, like, you know, women,
yes,
women, and gay, like, yeah, you do?
When
do you feel
sexy?
When it's like all...
yeah, right. That's when, right. You're a big video
honestly,
game guy.
when it's all like firing, when you're working out and eating right and like well-dressed.
Dress well.
Clean shave or like what when you're like really got it going, like for an event, a wedding or
yeah,
something like that.
But women, like, well, like as a woman, like I love leaning into like feeling sexy like all the time. It's so
yeah,
fun. And I'm like, I want men to feel that way too.
I think the expectations of men having to be sexy and women being sexy historically are just very different.
Very.
So men probably innately just culturally aren't raised to think that they have to be presentable at all times, where women often do.
Yeah,
just historically speaking. So, like, if a man dresses up for like a wedding, everyone's like, "Oh my god,
right,
he can put on a tie."
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like, we all act like idiots. Yeah.
Well, that's that expression, like, you clean up nice. It means, like, usually you look like shit, but if you put, like, a suit on.
Oh, I hate
you,
when people say that to me.
You look pretty good.
Yeah.
You clean up nice. I mean, I don't dress well, but on the occasion that I will put on something that's not a t-shirt and jeans, people are like, you should do this more often. Yeah. I'm like, it's too much.
But you're
work.
Always wearing, like, it's the best t-shirt and jeans. Yeah. Like, it's very, it's ironed.
You're ripped. You're fucking, like, you got a face. The face.
The face is well manicured.
Yeah, you can wear. Tired today.
Today it might be tired, but tomorrow it's gonna be fired up.
How of feeling sexy, like, how do you, this is feels like such a Cosmo question, sexy. But like, how do you feel sexy?
Have you ever given a blowjob by putting an ice cube on your tongue at first?
Yes.
And then
I have.
Don't tell him.
But how do you feel sexy outside of, you know, like a relationship or outside of
on stage? Because I've not been very secure.
That's a guy thing.
But you know what?
No, but it's awesome. I feel sexy on stage.
I will say gay men have a lot in common with women in comedy.
Sure.
Not to the extent of like, can you wear a dress? Can you not? Are you getting followed home? Who's trying to fuck you? Da 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 da. But I just mean in terms of like the vulnerability, like the kind of, you know, because homophobia really roots itself in misogyny. So being gay at all these open mics, it's like you're coming up against the same kind of criticisms because people don't want to hear it. Anyways, I'm not trying to say I'm the same thing as a woman in comedy, but
no, I agree with what you're saying.
I will say, like, I really grew up, I was very skinny. Do you guys know what I used to look like?
No.
Oh, I'll show you. This is my favorite photo to show people. It is just the best.
I love, yeah, there's nothing worse though than peaking in high school or something. You're like,
I did not peak
in my 30s and
40s. That was me.
Whoa.
So, you look like a different person.
You look like a totally different person.
So, you know, and we never talk
still
about
have your shine to you.
Kind of.
Like your glow of your spirit.
We never talk about body shaming for people who are too thin, because my whole life I was made fun of constantly for being way too skinny. All the guys would make fun of me for how I looked. Yeah. They also just call me a faggot. But, you know, there was also that too.
Andy's skinny.
But like, and I'm not saying I'm going through the same thing as someone who's overweight and made fun of for it. But if you're too skinny, and you know who,
especially
more,
as a man,
people women.
Comment. Yes, so
women
I had
say more to me.
I had a boss that was naturally very, very thin, and like I worked with her, both of her daughters who were naturally very thin, and she would say to me, she's like, when you're like very thin, people do not mind coming up to you and telling you that. She's like, if I was overweight, no one's gonna come up to me and like, put the sandwich down, you fat fuck.
Right.
Like, but everybody comments on how thin I am.
Everyone.
I'm like, that's gross.
And I got most of my comments about how thin I was from women. They would come up, I wish I had your legs. I'm like, well, do you think that's what I want to hear? I'm 19, just a fledgling homosexual, you know. But I mean, so I spent, I have a high metabolism. I spent a long time like figuring out at the gym and figuring out how to go and do all that stuff. So now part of that's added to my confidence, but that part of me still lives inside, getting called faggot, one eyebrow. Gay.
You had one eyebrow?
Thin.
Was it a unibrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
I had a pluck.
I wish I had the picture handy of my brows. My mom waxed them off and they look like lightning bolts, like conflicting lightning bolts for all of high school.
I had a lot of Puerto Rican friends and they would do my eyebrows in college, and I had women's Puerto Rican Chicago eyebrows in Chicago, in college.
So you feel
but
sexy,
I feel
on,
sexy
stage.
On stage because it took me so long to overcome even performing for like all gay audiences. They're very tough, very smart.
Yeah.
And they
so many of my gay friends are like, we don't like gay comedians. And I go, okay.
I think that used to be more true. And I think like I'm generally speaking here, but I felt that 15 years ago when I started stand up, trying to perform for gay rooms a lot of times because gays weren't welcome to do stand up in the big circuit, right?
Sure.
That the attitude was sort of like, we hear this at brunch. Where's Kathy Griffin?
Right.
But
I
will say with the amount of queer comics coming up in social media that now everyone realizes that there's a place at the table. So I've only been really selling tickets for the past 2 years of my career are predominantly gay men. And I think there's a big sigh of relief in the room that we can all enjoy stand up the way everybody else was. And I'm not saying they weren't gay comics. They were not available. Jim David and Mario Cantone were not available to me as a 16-year-old. I had Margaret Cho and Kathy Griffin.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think it's important. With comedy, you need someone who shares your perspective. Like, that's where the joke is. Like, there's a million really successful comedians that I understand that they are funny, but they're not funny to me because I haven't lived the life that they've lived.
Right.
It's very important to have someone who shares your perspective.
Yeah. And there's so many queer comics now who are like Jess Tom, Joel Kim Booster, Solomon Georgia, Jay Jordan, Jay McBride, Jessica Kirsten. Like, the list just goes on.
Yeah. What else makes you, when else do you feel sexy?
That when I win in Fortnite.
Yeah, really?
Oh, I feel great.
Really?
Oh, you can't tell me I'm not
so
the
you like murdering makes you horny?
Well, in Fortnite, it's not so much murdering because, like, they kind of like, digitally disappear.
Oh. Okay.
But, I mean, I am holding an AK 40, you know, shooting people.
Right.
But, no, it's just so fun to play with your friends and kill people and win because there's 100 people and you have to, if you come down to the last team that won.
Okay, so you survived a lot. Yeah.
I feel great.
And you feel sexy.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But the older I get, the less sexy I feel. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't like, I'm not feeling my oats in the mirror anymore. I'm like, I've seen it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I was thinking back fondly to the days where I would like, when I was turned 13 and I got tits and I would just walk around the mall by myself in the tightest clothing I could find with my fucking CD player and my headphones and just like, I felt like such a hot bitch. It was euphoric how hot I felt. And I'm constantly trying to get back to that point.
You guys don't have like mirror moments still?
Oh, I always have mirror moments. Always.
Really?
I feel like
men look so, like,
I take
hot.
So many. Yeah, you don't take pictures of yourself in the
like men.
No, men, maybe my ass or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but your body's fucking bumping. And your face is hot.
I don't know. I haven't looked in the mirror in a long time. I mean, today I looked in the mirror and I thought, it just felt like Sideshow Bob and the Simpsons, like,
or like Helga Pataki, that kid that she always punched.
Yeah.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, you know, was the one show I just never got into.
It's pretty good.
It was Hey Arnold. So
I like Hey Arnold a lot.
Oh my God. It was so good.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Okay, so we feel sexy. How about like feeling sexy in relationships, like
eating together?
Really?
No.
Oh, I was like, I hate eating. That's one of my least favorite parts of a relationship is eating with someone else because I like to eat naked and be disgusting.
Really?
Just really get into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be able to just do whatever. I want to be able to not worry about having food in my teeth or like, yeah, just really go for it. Everything mukbang style on the table.
Wow.
I think if they don't snore, spooning can be really sexy for 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you always have to readjust.
Yeah. Just, my neck always hurts.
Yeah.
Just, Bob the Drag Queen is a great joke. Where he's like, you know, you're 30 when he's like, you literally, no matter how you sit, 13 seconds later, you're like, my back hurts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it is.
This doesn't have a lot of long range, this position.
No, I can't even lay down flat. Then I'm like, oh, my back feels tight. I'm like, what's wrong with me?
We're all dying.
I'm falling apart.
Well, also, you work out a lot. I feel like when you work out a lot, everything is just sore all the time and makes noises.
Yeah, you know, it's really tough being at the gym all the time, having to eat zebra all the time.
Wow.
It's great.
Damn, actually, bro. I was thinking about my friend Eric Andino this past weekend in Detroit. We went to middle school together. And he's like 6'5", and he is the size of this room. He's so muscular that when I'm next to him, I just feel like a little farm mouse. I'm like, and then you see like him doing like these squats. I'm like, how is that possible? Like, wow. Sometimes it's genetic. Like, yeah. These big centaurs walking around the gym. It is, I think, genetic.
Like a Viking energy, yeah.
Also, too, you get really hooked in the gym. I think it's, like, too easy to get hooked on. When I started doing squats, like, weightlifting, I'm like, oh, I could have I should not be near a gym because I would just want to do it all the time.
Can I say go to the gym all the time? I absolutely hate every time I go.
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to sit at home and vape and watch Pokemon News.
Of course.
Pokemon News?
Yeah, there's a new Pokemon game probably coming out soon. They're going to redo Johto, and I don't think it's going to be good. Pokemon, what are you
doing? Speak your truth.
I know the headquarters of Game Freak are watching this show. So let me just...
You would be surprised.
Yeah, who's some surprising celebrities that listen to the show?
Let's see.
Susan Boyle.
Oh, Cory Booker.
I was going to say Corey Matthews.
No, Corey Booker.
We ran into Corey Booker.
AOC, I believe, used to listen. I don't know if she does anymore.
She's probably busy. Corey Booker.
She live streams a lot. I don't know how busy she is.
What happened to Corey Booker?
He does a lot of Instagram videos that are really beautiful and heartfelt, but I don't know.
He's an influencer now.
Yeah.
I'm just done with that. It's beyond exhausting. And then they demand every year. But no, I love these Instagram accounts of like inspirational anything. This one guy, he's straight, but looks like 10% gay. So, you know, he's trying to drum all in. And I think that he sets up a fake podcast. I don't think there's a real podcast happening. He's talking to no one. I've never seen the other person he talks to. And he's always like, that is the hardest decision that you're ever going to have to make in your life. He has to be.
Dude, there's a lot of that goes on.
What?
I think people fake podcasts for clips.
There's a guy who does fake stand-up.
Yeah.
Yes. They set up like a room like this. They put in the lights and they have someone panning and then he's talking and looking like this. And then there's laughter. I'm like, what is this club?
Oh my God.
That's more work than doing actual stand-up.
I know.
Just go to an open mic.
What are you doing? He's too scared.
Go to Pine Box and suffer like the rest of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've seen people. I hate that. And my husband loves it. Any inspirational, anything like, and there's like some sort of violent shit music in the background. That's the time we lose the most. It's the time we lose the most. And it's just someone I wouldn't trust with a plant.
Right.
I'm like, I wouldn't trust you with anything in my life.
My favorite accounts are the ones about a specific personality disorder and the person only talks about that personality disorder and it's used as an excuse for everything.
Because they're suffering deeply from that personality disorder.
Or like so many ADHD accounts that blame everything on ADHD. Yeah. And I'm like,
When I killed my mother, I didn't realize it was because I'm ADHD. This is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Yeah.
I know. Well, now also people have narcissistic qualities and tendencies. That is called being human.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are people that are genuine narcissists, but it's such a small percentage of the population.
Yeah. That's what I've been trying to tell people. I go, do you look at the stats? I don't even think I've actually ever met a narcissist.
No,
I don't think so either.
I can think of one. But these people who want to blame someone on being a narcissist, like, oh, my ex is a narcissist or
no
this is a narcissist.
No responsibility. No personal responsibility.
Right. That's exactly what it is.
You fucking wanted to fuck him, boo. Yeah.
But now everyone's a narcissist.
I know.
Have you ever heard of a narcissist? Here are the qualities that you may be dating someone who may be a narcissist. Number one, they breathe. Like, it's just so, like, it's me.
Yeah.
To me, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about it. I hate astrology. Just putting
like
it out there. But
when
to
it
me,
resonates with me.
Well, that's everything.
I know.
Sometimes you're tired.
I was very, very, very wary of it. But recently I've been, you know what? The biggest thing for me is how much men hate it and make fun of it. I go, it must be true.
That's a good joke. Do you say that on stage?
I was working on it because that was my realization, like, and a true realization.
Because Matt Rife went after it, and then
just so many men.
Oh, anytime, is that why people got mad at him?
Well, anytime men continuously, he had a lot of domestic abuse jokes, and I mean the whole thing. I don't know. And the criminal offense in the Matt Rife special is the 20-minute backpack story that has no ending.
That's dumb.
There's no what's the ending.
You need an ending when you got those cheeks.
I watched someone review Matt because Matt's been going through it, and
I
sold out shows at Radio City. Poor him.
Poor guy. Like him. But I genuinely like his.
No, it's not. That's not a criticism of him. I don't think you're criticizing him. But I will say people were really digging to get mad at one point because they were like, and making fun of astrology. Where I'm like, hold up. Now.
Yeah.
okay, domestic violence, one thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Astrology
is begging to be made fun of.
I mean, I have jokes about astrology, even like, you know, and I'm, but I also.
But people are getting offended like by the things they like, not things that they genuinely are. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, it's
like,
ridiculous.
And also, you're right. Like, people are like, I am a fucking Pisces. Deal with it. Like,
it's
shut
an
up.
Excuse. Yeah, we're over. Here's what's happening in the world with the world now. We're over identifying with things.
Yes.
We're over identifying with our sexuality. We're over identifying with our job. We're over identifying with the things we like.
Are you saying that we're bored?
Yeah, a little bit. Because we're
well, it doesn't leave room for where it's actually important. So there are people who are non-binary or trans or gay or bi, but it's like, so in terms of sexuality, I'm just saying, so there are plights for people who are saying like, hey, we actually need to be heard because there's problems. And then that gets overshunned by people taking the fact that they're a Scorpio as serious as someone who's dealing with the fact that they're trans.
Yes, exactly. And it's like, yes, when there's violence being had or like bullying, it's like, whoa, 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 everybody shut the fuck up and we need to like recalibrate here. But I feel like, people wear identities as a badge. I read a book, I forget which one, it was talking about like you can't really be an activist if you're too emotionally involved in the thing that you're being an activist for, because then you're
that
not seems
in it for confusing.
The
action.
It does. And I yes, it does seem confusing, but he's basically like, if you like you're taking it too personally, you have to have some separation between the
you do.
So that you can mindfully advocate for it. And I'm like,
That goes with relationships too. You can't be too emotionally involved in your relationship.
Honestly, preach. You
tell
can't.
Me more about this.
You really can't.
I mean, no, we're all comedians. We all.
I'm too.
Every comedian
involved.
Treats relationships the same way. I think.
How?
I don't know. We're all sort of like.
Your material.
Oh. Yeah. Don't come too close, but get the fuck.
Yeah,
over
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
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 yeah. I like that. Yeah, I mean that's certainly what I do. I like attention, but not too much.
I love it. I love it.
I only like attention when I like it. Like, I don't like it all the
time.
Oh,
when you don't want it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
I'm like, when I'm on stage or when I'm alone with my partner, other than that, like, no, I don't want any attention.
So straight people
ever.
Are saying partner now?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We kind of stole that from
I
you.
Don't, I do not Did care. We? Because I always thought it was kind of like, I remember like my friends, they were lesbians and she's like, this is my partner.
Oh, right. We used to always be like, like I would mainly hear it with
and
lesbians.
And then I thought it was more like moving in the direction of like boyfriend, girlfriend. And now all straight people are like, this is my partner. Because they're trying not to offend anyone by having sexual preference, I guess.
Oh, no, it's not. I think it's also just like as you get older, just saying boyfriend sounds very juvenile.
Yeah.
I think that's more
but
what
But
that's
it is. New York.
What?
This is Never Neverland.
Oh,
yeah.
New Yorkers move here.
Never Neverland.
Honestly, whatever age you move to New York, that's the age you are for the rest
it's
of
like
your
addiction.
Life.
It's like
18. Maybe I started meth or I moved to New York.
Well, I'm 19 years
old. Bob the drag queen has sorry, Bob, I'm using all your jokes. Bob has a joke where he's like, grown gay men in their 50s, like, I have a boy coming over tonight. He's like, you're 50.
He's
not a boy. He's 46.
Yeah.
But it is. It's just like, also the fact that like a lot of people have less kids here. There's a lot less like, nothing
we're
is
more fun.
Traditional. Yeah, we're just having a good time.
Yeah, we do have more fun.
Well, speaking of boys, you married a boy. You married a man. Let's start a rumor. You married a man since last time we had you on the show.
The last time I was on the show, I think, was like
a while
10
ago.
Years ago.
You were on the first episode.
It was probably, it was in your apartment? Your apartment.
It was her apartment.
On 34th?
Yeah. Yep, yeah. 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was a good one. Were we downstairs or upstairs?
Downstairs.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was before.
OG.
Yeah,
I'm like way back.
Yeah, so that was before Plug moved out. Yep. That was a long ass time ago.
So you got married.
I did.
And I went to your little celebration.
Can I tell you reception? When I saw you, I was so exhausted that I realized after you left, I didn't even give you a proper hug hi. And it's plagued me since.
Oh my God. It's your day.
But I was there was so much happening that at one point I just like kind of just sat there. I think I came up to say hi to Colin and I was like, I think I'm just going to sit here.
Because my cousins
from Italy were there and I was like, I'll just not move now.
Yeah. It does seem like the most tiring day of one's life.
I know.
Well, we did a city hall wedding, which is the closest you can get to getting married in jail. And because you show up, I mean, most weddings you like walk through, you know, lavender and flowers and doves going through a metal detector.
That's so funny.
And the number they gave us, and I'm not making this up for a joke. I swear 69. To God, the number they gave us was 69. Cause it's like you're at a deli, you pull a number.
Yeah.
69. Oh, we have it framed on our wall.
Oh, that's perfect.
Did you get to pick the person that did somebody say something or you just got, it's paperwork.
We had a woman's, so first of all, you sit down and you wait for your number to be called like the DMV. And when you're gay and your number is 69, everyone's like, are they kidding? And we go in, so you can have two witnesses and then the judge, right? And then us. Oh. So it was Liz from the cellar, my mom, And then the judge, Juanita from the Bronx, we were probably her 18th wedding that day. And my mom on the phone, on a Zoom, had all of Rodrigo's family from Mexico and none of them unmuted themselves.
Oh, no.
So the sound of our wedding, I mean, it was the closest thing to be getting married in an Arby's. But like our wedding was Juanita being like, "Do you, Mateo, take Rodrigo to take your lawful wedded husband?" And in the background, just hearing, "Ay, que mi hijo." Like, it just was so much sound.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I would want people to like wheel me around like it's Weekend at Bernie's at my wedding day, because it's just so much. There's so much stimulus.
Get enough attention. I think that's usually when someone not in entertainment is getting married, that's a big event for them and the family, and they're nervous because they're not used to that kind of attention.
Oh, I never thought about that.
We're like, it's enough.
Yeah.
It's enough. That I don't even celebrate my birthday. I'm like, it's enough.
Yeah. And it's not even the kind of attention you like, because it's not for your like art or your talent. It's just for doing something that, you know, anyone can do. So it feels like less special.
That's
attention.
Right. You feel we didn't earn it.
Yeah. You love each other.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I didn't even do a trick. What is this?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I get on stage and they won't stop clapping, I go, I haven't done anything yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I pulled it from Barbara Streisand. She did a concert in Central Park for 200,000 people in the 60s and they wouldn't stop clapping. She goes, I didn't do nothing yet.
Oh,
I love it.
Babs,
so
she's so
much.
Sweet and cute.
It's so funny.
I have like a list of like kind of Cosmo level questions that
got
I
got it. I'm
to
ready
say.
To answer these.
What's a behavior you used to do in relationships that you now realize is toxic?
Ooh.
Or
you can pick one that you're still doing and you're not looking to change.
That's very true.
That's a longer list. I think like I'm trying to think of my first relationship, second relationship. I think now I can be a little more vulnerable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The first relationship, you're nervous. You're trying to put on this fantasy of who you think you should be for that person. And all you end up doing is upsetting yourself and resenting yourself.
Uh-huh.
And then that turns into resenting them.
Yes.
Yeah. So
they
I think
you in this jail that you also put yourself in.
That's right. Also, then they drink too much. So, yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
It's very interesting, too, though, because as being in this profession, we are super vulnerable, but I also have trouble being vulnerable in relationships. Yet I'll, you know, talk about how the interior of my vagina looks, no problem, on stage, on camera. What do you think
it's
that
is? It's the reward. It's the risk reward. Mm. And so there's more risk in a relationship to be vulnerable with someone because we're always afraid of rejection.
Yeah.
Where when you're on stage, you're like, well, I've got eight other shows. Yeah, we're in charge.
Mm. Yeah.
There's not really a talk back unless they're hecklers in Omaha, Nebraska, and they sit in the front row and they spend extra money just to talk the entire goddamn time.
The entire time? Come on.
They finally
talk
got kicked out.
Talk to each other or talk
but,
to you?
To each other and me.
Oh,
so
my God.
At one point, I leaned down. There's like 2,000 people. And I'm like, hi, I'm sorry. There is a show happening here.
Shut the fuck up.
And she goes, I was saying you're hot. And I said, well, I'll disappoint you later. And then they came and took her out.
Oh, my God.
We
gosh.
Had a woman at our Comedy Store show just had to put her foot.
I'm like, so disrespectful?
What the fuck?
That's been happening
and
a lot
she
lately.
She genuinely didn't think it was. And yeah. I was like, whoa, we brought her on stage for a segment. Whoa.
That looks like you had an exorcism.
Did you swallow too much cum?
I did. We brought her on stage and she was cool. And I'm like, this is confusing.
Well, I think she's one of those people who tests boundaries because I had to pretty sternly tell her that I wasn't fucking with her and to get the boots off the stage.
She never got him off, though.
No, she ultimately did.
Oh, she did.
What kind of psycho is testing boundaries at a show that's not yours? Like, what kind of narcissist
bored.
You have to be? Do you like that word, narcissist?
She's definitely one, though.
Well, because for example, one time I was at the Cellar. You know, at the Cellar, like at comedy clubs in New York, you're doing the same material every single night because you're working it out.
Yeah.
So I was doing a show and some woman yelled. She goes, I heard this last night. Do another joke.
Oh, like you're a jukebox. Okay.
Right. I said, okay, everyone, let me just explain something. Everyone look at her. So everyone looked at her. I said, this is a narcissist. There's 300 people in the room. And this person decided to take it upon themselves to tell me what I have to do when this is the show. So then I went in on her.
That's great.
But that is a narcissist.
Yeah.
You're not lucky.
The nerve,
like,
the gall.
Hecklers.
Just don't heckle. Also, don't go to a comedy club, a comedy show and do drugs. Like, don't get drunk because that makes it fun for nobody. And I don't know what it is with people doing cocaine coming to comedy shows.
Is that an issue? Well,
I've gotten like on the road a lot of cocaine.
Really?
Yes. And cocaine, I'm like, what's wrong with you guys
right
like,
now?
Is it? Yeah. I've never done it.
I feel like the more fentanyl, the more people want to play Russian roulette. It's very weird.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm too afraid. The only drug I've ever done ever is Molly twice. That's it.
Really? Yeah. I'm such a person. I don't even do that many drugs, and that's the short even for me.
Yeah.
Right, that's it.
Mushrooms are really fun.
I know. I was talking to, who was I talking to about mushrooms? But someone's like, you should just try them like a little bit. It'd be fun. But I'd have to do it with like a group of people that I love and trust.
Yes.
But also, if you're feeling good about life, you don't need to do drugs. Like, you don't, like people are like, you got to try this. You don't.
But the thing is, like, I don't know when I have time. I barely have time to do laundry.
Yeah.
When am I going to have time to sit in a park for 4 hours and watch the trees melt?
I agree with you.
Also, I was thinking about this and I was saying, so I have synesthesia. I don't know if you guys know what that
is.
Oh,
it's the color. You hear colors.
I see color with numbers and letters and like sometimes music. And so I think my brain is so like oddly, like always kind of like there's like a secondary
kind of
vision.
Always on mushrooms.
Right.
Kind of always on mushrooms, but I'm trying to say.
So wait, when you see color in what exactly? In numbers? In
numbers and letters. Like on air, it's like it goes white, purple, yellow, white, red.
Whoa.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Well, that's so cool.
Is this,
when did you realize
genetic
that?
Or?
Yeah.
Oh. When did you realize you had it?
When I was 18. Because, I mean, I just always...
Late.
Well, I mean, I'd always thought that way, but you don't speak up about it. And then one day I was listening to music in school, SAIC. I was painting, and I... Because this one song kept, like, bringing up all these different colors. And so I... said at lunch, I'm like, you guys know when you listen to music and you see color, and everyone looked at me like I was crazy. And my friend Ernest goes, oh, that's called synesthesia, Mateo. And then I looked it up, and then I took a part of this synesthesia test with researchers, and I got a 99%.
Whoa.
I
you nailed
like,
it.
Yeah. For color graph, I think is what it's called.
That's cool. So your main, you experience it in that letters and numbers are colors and music is colors.
Some instruments are brighter than others for sure.
Do you see the color with your eye or with your mind's eye?
It's like here.
Okay. Oh, like in front of you.
Like, I don't know how to describe
like colored glasses, you know, when you wear like orange sunglasses, like that kind of thing?
Maybe. Okay, think of it like, it's like looking at me and then think of a really red tomato. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so that's like the kind of closest I can like picture it. But imagine that happening and it has its own little atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Imagine that happening without even trying. Like, it just happens unprovoked reading.
Whoa.
So it's like my name starts red and ends white.
That feels very distracting.
Well, that's probably why I've got ADHD.
Yes.
Maybe not, though, if you've always had it, so it's just like a part of how you think.
Days of the weeks are colors.
Cool.
And
what color is Monday?
Monday's a red, but then Tuesday's like light blue. Wednesday's like dark purple. Thursday is dark orange. Friday's bright orange. Saturday is like a darker purple. Sunday is like a lighter purple.
Cool.
And this never changes? Okay.
It's been that way since I was a kid. Because I remember asking my mom to play the orange song when I was little.
Uh-huh.
And it was Barbra Streisand's Don't Rain on My Parade. And I still see the same colors to this day when I listen to it.
That's interesting that it stays consistent for you.
Yeah,
that's
really cool. And I've only met one other person that has it.
Yeah, I've never met anybody. I've never met anyone now.
His name's Frank. We went to school together and we had a lot in common.
Aww.
Drawing, musical, all that. But
I was
going
to say, do you think it's why you're so artistic? Because you're such a good drawer and animator.
I'm sure it helps, but I think I just am artistic. Mm. But I think if you took it away from me, I'd be way more like observant of like where it falls into place and how it affects my life. But it's so normal to me that I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I've met one other person that has it. Synesthesia.
That's really cool.
Let me see.
Well, these are good questions.
What was the moment you just knew you had to break up with them in your last relationship? Let's say, or like a major moment. That
I think when your chest hurts just thinking about them being near them.
Oh yeah,
like that kind of like pain. You know, that was my last relationship.
Yeah,
where you were like, oh, that's not.
One thing I realized before I have sex with somebody that I'm about to like fall for. I get a very specific feeling, not in my vagina or anything like that, but like in my stomach, like below my belly button, that I only ever get right before I have sex or when I think about having sex with somebody I've never slept with before, that I'm like, we are going to be together for a long time, or I'm just going to have very intense feelings for you.
Your vagina has a sixth sense.
It's not my vagina though. It's like my stomach.
Like
it's
your ovaries? Yeah,
no, it's not. It's like,
we're really trying to make it.
Make it your own. It's like a, you know, like a pit in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that, but it's very specific.
I will say I had that with my last boyfriend and my current husband.
Yeah.
Where like you meet them and like, you're just like, oh, this person's going to be my life for a while.
Yeah. It's like, so now I know it's there. I use it as a metal detector.
That feels just like intuition.
I guess, but I only
But interesting
ever get
that it,
it
comes here.
Right below my belly button, inside my stomach. And it's only like, when I think about sleeping with somebody that I have not slept with that I know we're going to be together.
What chakra is that?
It's sacral.
Okay.
So, okay, yeah. LA. What chakra
Mateo,
is that?
I really was worried about energy centers of the body, and they're really
Believe
real.
Believe me, I have this attitude about everything too, but I don't know. I just was like convinced a little bit more that this stuff has a more meaning than we think.
Well, that kind of stuff, like if your chakras are aligned, even if it's not science, at least it's trying to explain to like balance your life. Like the messaging behind it is balance your life.
It's no different
not
than religion.
Not that I'm a Capricorn and I'm reading in the back of Star Magazine what my Wednesday is going to be like.
See, yeah, you know, getting your horoscope in the back of a magazine is disgusting.
Oh, Star Magazine by the Gotti mother.
Oh,
she
really?
Used to do it. All, oh, yeah. Nice. My aunt used to get Star Magazines and I'd take a black permanent marker and make everyone's face Michael Jackson. That was how I spent my childhood. How was yours?
A lot of tears.
Very beautiful. Oh,
that's good. Let's see. What else? What else? What else? I have a couple here. Well, this is maybe more personal. But like, have you ever had a spark die in a relationship and you've revived it?
Can friendships count?
Yeah.
I mean, in a relationship, usually when the spark dies, everyone kind of like packs their bags.
Right.
I like my last boyfriend, there was a huge spark in the beginning and it was just so intense. And then like I think I was like almost like a heroin addict, like chasing that high.
And
I couldn't quite get back to it.
Only right. Sexual or was this like an
all encapsulating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you still talk to the person you had the best sex with? I do not.
Well, yeah, and if he didn't do laundry, I'm going to be furious.
Lucy? It's
your husband?
Lucy! Actually, I'm Lucy in this situation because he's got such a thick Spanish accent.
Right.
He's so Mexican.
You did marry the person that you've had the best sex with.
Yeah.
I feel like that's actually really rare.
That's rare.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
It's me.
Because usually when you have the best sex ever with somebody, you're like, this is way too toxic.
Yeah. I do understand that sentiment. Deeply.
How long were you dating before you got engaged / married?
We started talking end of February and by August got married.
Wow, lesbian speed.
Yes. I you know, my wife and I like to make our own water.
So wait, what was it? Like what do you always move fast in relationships?
I go to bed at 5 p.m. because I have 6 cats to take care of tomorrow.
And, Jules, Sydney,
Jules, Lucifer,
Petrie,
Tracy, Katie Lang, Melissa, Lang.
are the names of our cats. And yeah, we wake up at 3 a.m. to feed the chickens.
What's a non-sexual thing that turns you on?
A non-sexual thing that turns me on. Maybe just someone's walk.
Mm, yeah.
If you got like a confident walk, my Chicago accent, if you have a confident walk. I know. Well, I remember watching Hollow Man years ago, which is an awful film starring Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Oh my God, Hollow Man. Just early 90s.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful, awful, awful. But good. But like a good awful.
A
you
good
know?
An enjoyable.
Anyway, Kevin Bacon was walking. My mom said, I've always liked his walk. And I thought, So now I always like in my head, I didn't realize people could have a good walk.
Have you? Sometimes for sure. I'll have a good walk.
I don't. I've never had a good walk in my life.
When I have a good walk, I feel like I lock into it and I'm like, oh, yes.
Did you learn it at the mall when you first got your breasts?
Honestly, yes. Yes. That was a great walk. Oh, I was so horny when I did that. I was the horniest I've ever been.
I just love the idea of you. You have to say that on stage.
Yeah, that's true.
Very
I should.
Funny.
Yeah. I tried to get molested by a teacher. It did not work. what's the most caring thing a partner's ever done for you?
The laundry.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. Honestly, stuff like that. Like if I come home.
Acts of service.
That kind of
stuff.
Is
that your love language? Is that how you like to be loved?
I don't know that I believe in love languages, but I think definitely something that I rarely ask for help. So I have a difficult time receiving help because I think I'll figure it out myself.
Yeah. Hyper-independent.
I am very hyper. It's a kind of a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. But, to get it.
Again. But no, if I come home, it's like, let's say I was in Boston. I had 7 shows in Boston. I'm there for a week. You're exhausted. I mean, your body is literally falling apart. From people don't understand how hard it is. Listen to me like I'm a firefighter. It is. I'm just saying.
It's risky. It's dangerous.
There's lots of cats involved. No, you're exerting so much energy and you want each show to be as good as the next show. So when you come home, if I come home and the house is spotless, I'm like, oh God, this is now. This,
and you didn't
to me,
ask.
That's, and I didn't ask.
Oh.
Yeah.
Take
well,
because
you're exerting energy, but you're also taking in the weight of everybody else's energy.
Yeah.
Doing a show for that amount of people when they're all there to see you versus doing a show when they're there to see a smattering of people is a completely
totally
different
the
experience.
The amount of pressure on top of you.
Everyone's there. They're
you.
Looking
and
at
they're
you. They're
on
hanging
you
on everything you say. And it's a lot.
And you don't want to disappoint. I want returning customers. I want them to go home and say it was worth it to get the babysitter, my crop. But I mean, it was worth it for like the money. It was worth it to get out here.
Yeah.
Yes. So I really work hard on stage to give them all I got.
Yeah. And you have to, you have to, like a camel with water. You just have to like save your energy and like keep it on a shelf and not utilize it.
Wait 1 second. I want to go back to this really fast engagement.
The lesbian thing.
I'm obsessed with this because I just want to talk about like how to navigate when you get married that quickly or you want to
get a couples therapist.
Yeah.
That's serious. Get a couples therapist so you can learn how to like,
yeah,
communicate
no
to each other. Yeah, and you need a mediator sometimes in the beginning, just kind of like figure out what is each other's buttons we're pushing, and
sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees, and like, is this my insecurity speaking, or do it like you? It's like things can get muddy very quickly,
very quickly, very quickly, because you're also still you're coming out of the phase of like presenting yourself in the best light, and now suddenly you're living with each other, so you're like, oh boy,
you have to like smell your shits. I'm like, okay.
Have you lived with someone before?
No.
See, okay.
Oh shit. So
talk about how the change, because I've never lived with someone and the thought of it just sends shivers down my spine.
It is as bad as
I've discovered that it's okay to ask for time alone. And that doesn't mean you're rejecting the other person, but we exert a lot of energy and we have a lot of people wanting our attention. And so there are, for me, the way I recharge is not sitting with friends and it is literally being alone.
Yeah.
That's
and
how
not
I recharge.
Talking.
Yeah. And Michelle Wolf said this to me once years ago, and I always think about it. She was like, she was talking about a breakup she was going through.
Yeah.
And she goes, being alone was so important to her. And I was like, why? And she goes, because sometimes you just need to let your mind wander.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I've always sort of related to that. It's very true. So my recharging is like after I'm on, 3 planes, 5,000 people, 4 hotels, da da da. I want to sit on my couch and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do. And I want to kind of
talk to you.
And I don't want, because the problem is what happens is that even if someone isn't draining your energy, right? They just want to be around you. your brain at that moment is taking that on as another responsibility.
Sure.
And I have a real hard time with the amount of responsibilities that I have. And I'm always trying to sort of knock it down.
Yes.
So that way I don't feel overwhelmed. So I will say, even like Rodrigo knows, he's like, sometimes like I'll come home from a long weekend and he'll have the house clean. He'll be like, you know, I'll see you in an hour. I'll bring in lunch or whatever.
And it's like love.
Yeah. And it allows me to come home, settle down. I don't have to talk. I can, and then when he comes home, we can have dinner together and I can slowly seep back into my normal life.
I like that you said that because it truly doesn't matter what type of person your partner is. It doesn't matter. Like, it just having another human being in the same apartment as you, no. You can't.
It like, feels like a responsibility.
Yes, you have to. Even if you're in the other room with the door closed, no, I still feel, now I feel you over there. Like, I don't want to, I don't want to.
Feel you over
and
there.
It's not like the person doesn't have to be, the person could be the best person to be around ever. So relaxing, doesn't ask anything of you. But it's like, no, I need to be the only human. I don't want to think about you. I don't want to think about anything.
Right. And it's not like you said, it's not like I'm doing this to hurt your feelings or to reject you. I'm doing it because this is just how I recharge.
Yeah, you put your oxygen mask on you first, and then you can fucking address everything else after that.
Well, because people often say, like, I just love having someone to come home to. I go, I've never once gotten home.
That's like the worst part of a relationship.
And been like coming home to somebody. Yeah, I love coming home to an empty house. Well, the thing, I love coming home to a dog, though. Like, my, as I'm approaching, when I'm getting off a plane, when I'm in the taxi home from JFK or whatever, and I'm approaching my house, I literally get so excited at the thought of like seeing my dog. Like, I like, or if he's at the, like, the dog sitter's house, like, I get a rush. I'll like run to pick him up, like physically run. I get so excited. I've never felt that way.
And it's because a dog doesn't talk.
Yeah. They don't talk. They don't ask anything. They just want to be fed and be taken out. But they don't need you.
So excited. Well, he'll do zoomies when I show up.
That's
kind of talking.
A big rule of mine is if you have something that basically, if you're going to pick a fight, do not do it when I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
Don't disturb my energy the day of the show, because maybe it means something to you, but there's 5,000 people who bought tickets and let's not fuck it up for them. So everything needs to wait till another time.
Yeah.
But Rodrigo is super respectful and he's very
A-plus. That's nice. That's nice to have a partner that gets it, where you don't have to like explain yourself. Like, that's so annoying. Well, I think with that, we're wrapped up. That's the time we have. Do you have anything? What would you like to promote?
I have a podcast with Nick Smith called I Never Liked You. It's 15 minutes and 15 minutes only, because that's all we can bear with each other. And it's on YouTube and anywhere you can get Spotify, iTunes, wherever you can get podcasts.
Yay. And then go see Mateo live.
Yeah. MateoLaneComedy.com.
Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us. We know you're a busy guy.
This is very fun.
Appreciate it.
I had a lot of fun.
Thank you. This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
Just fine. We're sleeping.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.